what it means to threaten bribe. When we throw out threats to our children or we bribe them, we illustrate how powerless we are. Don't you ever know in the middle of telling them, you know, if you keep that up, you're not going to have any dessert tonight, or that's it. I'm getting so mad, I'm so sick of screaming at you, you're not having any TV tonight. When you get into that tone and that mentality, do you ever recognize yourself as disempowered? That you sound a little desperate? That you don't really believe that they're going to do what you're asking them to do? So you feel like you have to up the ante or throw in something for leverage because you actually don't have the authority to do it. They're certainly not going to listen to you, but if you throw in no TV or no play date, maybe that'll wake them up and they'll respond. The problem with that is the more you do that, the more you have to do that. Because now you're in a bind. You can't parent without them saying, they're waiting for or what? What's the deal? What's the threat? And most of the parents I've worked with don't even follow up with most of the threats they throw out. They just do it in the moment to get the kids' attention. Because when you threaten people, again, imagine if your boss did that. Your boss threatens you. You would wake up and you might get the paper done that's on your desk. But how would you feel about that, boss? You'd probably pretty much resent him, and you'd get a real kick out of stealing his pencils. I mean, there's just something, if you really think about it, that when people threaten us emotionally, or they throw in a prize or a threat of taking something away that really matters to us, it engenders more acting out. And by now you're wondering, well, then what the heck can we do? And once you're in that bind, it's very hard to get out of it because your children are used to negotiating with you and making deals. I was at someone's house last night and a teenage boy asked me what I was going to be talking about tonight. And I told him, parenting with confidence. And he said, what's that about? And I said, it's about parenting without a lot of bribing and threats and reacting and screaming and a lot of negotiating. And he was interested, and he asked about my other talks. And then as he left the room, he came over to me, and he said, hey, you know what? Don't keep telling my mom this stuff, because we actually have a lot of power around here. And he was joking, and he was wink, wink, but he was like looking a little panicked that I was going to influence his mother. And I'll tell you that children from a very young age know how much power they have. Your children know they have power. They have power to hook you. They have power to get you arguing. They have power to get you to make a deal. You know it too because you're in it all the time. If you find yourself arguing with them, negotiating with them, and making deals, and that's what you're doing most of the time, you lost your power a long time ago and you're going to get exhausted. It's really exhausting. So, here's the trick. Have you ever seen that sign on the secretary's office, an emergency on your part does not constitute an emergency on mine? Do you know what that means? It means that when our children are having emotion and they're reacting because they want something or they're upset or they want to start wheeling and dealing, we don't have to react to it. In fact, I would advise you to rarely parent in the moment. Don't parent on the spot. It's too important. Who says you have to? Unless it's life or death or there's blood in the area, I would start practicing not answering. And if your kid's in your face because they're so used to hooking you, for a long time you're going to have to say, I can't think right now, I'm not answering, until you're quiet. You need to go away. I need time to think. I'm not responding yet. Because when we respond on the cuff in the moment of emotion, inevitably we'll make a decision that we regret, we can't hold up, we can't be consistent. So make sure you stop and think before you make a decision. And make sure that you have time as parents to be a team. This is another change in our society. We are all so worn out and so busy and so fragmented, we're not taking the time to sit down as parents and really think about our systems. A system just means you've come up with something for a particular child that works for them. It could be as simple as when they practice their instrument. Now here's a perfect little example. If you leave it to your kid to practice their instrument, if that's the way you like to live as a parent, that's fine. You can do that. But for most of us, every day you'll be negotiating. Have you practiced that instrument yet? Oh, I'm going to do it after dinner. After dinner, have you practiced yet? No, I'm going to do it tonight. Sometimes you're putting them to bed. Did you practice your clarinet? Oops. So it's just a lot fuzzier. If I say to my child, you know what? When you come home from school, you practice your instrument. You can get a snack and then you go straight to your instrument. No homework till the instrument's done. I get to choose which behaviors as a parent I'm going to lay down the law about like that. But because I have a system, often my children are grateful. Because just like for you, do you ask yourself, do I want to go to the gym today? Do you go to the gym based on your mood and how you feel? I know I do, and that's why I never go. Because if I go by my mood and how I feel, I'm going to come up with a lot of excuses for why I don't want to go. My mother used to say, she's a swimmer, she'd say, well, just do it like you brush your teeth. Don't even ask yourself in your head. And she's good at that. Just do it. Don't make it a question. And then it's not a question. And it works for her. Well, that's the same with parenting, too. If we don't make it a question, it's not an argument. So be really careful that some large portion of your parenting, because you have a teammate and you're really thinking, is already in place to communicate to them. Then you've got like 60% at least of your parenting that's already taken care of. Then you're negotiating 40% of the time. If you are negotiating, arguing, parenting by mood or in the moment or how you're reacting 80%, 90% of the time, see that as a red flag. Don't get hooked. The best way I can explain to you not getting hooked, which we just talked about, not reacting, is keep one foot in and keep one foot out. To parent effectively, you need empathy and limit setting. Don't forget the empathy. The woman in the Starbucks store was busy saying no and lecturing him about why he couldn't have what he had, but she had a lot of insulting adjectives and her tone was so angry and she was just saying no that he was frustrated out of his mind. We can have empathy when we say no to our children. We can say that cookie looks really yummy, I want one too, but we just had breakfast. We're not going to have cookies right now. And you'll see that when you give children a little empathy, I know you hate practicing the violin, but this is what we got to do, a little empathy can help those defenses go down. It's not the same as indulging our children. That's just speaking to understanding them and then setting the limit. Have to have both.